you think you've seen it all, then you had better think again. Don't care how many books you've read or how many lands you've seen. You're still not prepared for this. Don't be misled by pretty girls or flowered gardens everywhere. You will soon see what I mean. The family called Capulet will not forgive and can't forget. And the family called Montague is as unforgiving too. This is Verona. You're in Verona, where hatred is a way of life, and you can cut it with a knife. The hate keeps flowing in their veins. Hate is more powerful than chains. The men are scared to turn their backs. It isn't prudent to relax. Not in Verona, lovely Verona. The population is unique. Nobody turns the other cheek. When will they get it in their heads? Their dreams will never leave their beds until there is some compromise and peace illuminates the skies in Verona. On the surface, all is well. Heaven on earth, it would appear. A second look and you see hell. It's no picnic to live here. Maybe the wound's too deep and raw. Archaic wounds take long to heal. And Montagues and Capulet seem to thrive on their ordeal. What tragic price must be paid for their blood to be washed away? It's all too sad to contemplate, and all because of hate in my Verona. Perfect Verona. Two households with an ancient grudge that all the praying cannot budge. An endless battle of two foes. Neither one can find repose. These families swim against the tide. Come meet some people who reside in Verona. Charming Verona. This one is called Benvolio. That's his friend Mercutio. These two are always in accord. But here comes Tybalt with his sword. In this town I am the law. It's tough, cause everyone's at war.
He's mad, we are the law here. We are too wild to be controlled.
I am too brave, I am too bold.